From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. Miami-Dade County Commissioners yesterday voted to urge the federal government to stop deporting Venezuelans back to their homeland. As WLRN's Tim Padgett tells us, a new human rights report says a lot about the reasons behind that vote.
The commissioners are concerned that since February, more than 40 people have been killed in anti-government street protests in Venezuela. More than 2,000 have been arrested. In a new report this week, the New York-based Human Rights Watch accused President Nicolas Maduro's security forces of unlawfully shooting and beating unarmed demonstrators. The rights group acknowledged that security agents have also been killed and injured in the clashes, but the report casts a darker cloud over Maduro, whose government seems unable to stem Venezuela's economic and security crises. Maduro calls Human Rights Watch biased against Venezuela's socialist revolution. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.
The new head of the Florida Department of Children and Families is creating a new position there to oversee the reporting of child deaths and to track the agency's response to them. Margie Menzel has this report.
Several provisions that concern transparency and accountability could still be in play, both for the Department of Children and Families and for the community-based care agencies that provide adoption and foster care services at the local level. Mike Carroll, who was tapped as DCF's new interim secretary on Monday, says he backs a more open approach to child welfare.
I do advocate for more transparency within our agency, within CBCs, within our systems of care. I think if we're going to say that we want community-based care, then let the community in. Good, bad, or indifferent, the community has to be let in and has to see.
The Senate bill passed unanimously on Friday and is poised for a floor vote in the House later this week. Lawmakers have been working for months on a response to a series of child deaths from abuse and neglect last year. I'm Margie Menzel in Tallahassee.
The superintendent for Broward Schools has issued a public apology on behalf of the entire school district to a grade schooler who says his teacher would not allow him to read a Bible in class. Superintendent Robert Runcie said the situation should have been handled differently and that it was an isolated incident. The family of the 12-year-old says their child was not allowed to read his Bible during free reading class periods that give students the option of reading any book they wished. The Broward School District disputes that and says the boy was not allowed to read the Bible because there was an accelerated reading program taking place at the time. Runcie said administrators at schools across the Broward District are being reminded that reading the Bible is permitted during free reading sessions. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. Now it's back to Wanda Miles.